Proclamation number 5882 of 20th of February, 1954. Great measure of grace at the end. I distribute a great measure of grace in the last days before the end, for it is the last act of help for humanity which is already so weak-willed that only an increased influx of grace will make it able to believe and love. People's will is so weak because they only live for themselves. Because they are devoid of all strength as a result of being devoid of all love for me and their neighbor. It is such a simple solution to people's spiritual low, and they should only test how much stronger their will would be if they practiced unselfish neighborly love. But in order to carry out this test, they would first have to believe in me as the eternal love which imparts strength to them as soon as the human being unites with it. And therefore I constantly distribute gifts of grace so that the human being will first receive an influx of strength in order to then be able to use it correctly. I give. Despite unkindness and unbelief. People my word which imparts strength to them if only they listen to it and think about it. People do indeed possess my word. They know about it and don't need a supply from above, because everything I want to proclaim to people so that they can become blissfully happy was recorded by my first disciples and spread through the scriptures, which thus testify to me and also inform people of my will. Yet they pay no attention to it. They no longer regard it as my utterance, as my word which was once conveyed to people. And therefore cannot draw the strength from it which they urgently need either. And therefore I let my grace prevail again. I convey my word to them anew, which is certainly the same but directly transferred by me to willing servants who are to convey it to their fellow human beings on earth, so that people will now learn to believe when they are addressed by me. This is a gift of grace which is given entirely undeservedly to people who reject the same word in their ignorance, and whom I therefore want to help to gain possession of light and strength which can only be imparted to them through my word. The people of the present time do not seek contact with me, therefore I seek it with them. I pursue them if they want to distance themselves from me and pay no attention to their resistance. I nevertheless bestow upon them in order to gain their love through my gift, that they now listen to me and only imperceptibly receive strength which will then increase the more they let my word affect them. Then they will also find their way back to the scriptures again and recognize the agreement of those with my revealed word. And then the spiritual adversity will also fade away, because their strength will grow with the connection with me, because they will now endeavor to live according to my word, and this therefore signifies loving activity, which will earn them increased strength and salvation from their spiritual state of adversity, which they will never be able to find without my grace, without obvious help from the eternal love for people. Without the supply of this strength they will remain weak and powerless, and their will irredeemably fall prey to the adversary. But I want to liberate people from his power as soon as they do not offer me any resistance. Amen.